Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to chat now with a former Wisconsin Badger and now with the New Orleans Saints. Zach Bond is now joining us. You can find him at Zach Bizon on Twitter. And Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No, glad you're be here, and thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. How has the off season been with everything that's gone on? Because you can't obviously do, you know, the workouts and such with the OTAs and the mini camps.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is as I make this transition to the professional world is the difference in off season. You don't have an organized schedule like college, and you're really forced to do everything on yourself. So, in the first place, with COVID aside, I'm learning that the self-discipline it takes is a lot different than college, and you really have to hold yourself accountable.
So, you know, in talking to coaches and such, do they give you workouts that you have to do yourself? Is this just something that you do on your own? I mean, how has that been for you personally?
Yeah, we might be the only team in the league that doesn't have a formal off-season program. I know I have friends on other teams that are given workouts and stuff, but Coach Payton pretty much just told us to be ready when the time comes in the fall.
So have you had a chance to chat with teammates or kind of, you know, start to go over different plans or what have you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had rookie interview introduction meetings and onboarding meetings, and then meetings with the position coaches as well to get a grasp on the playbook, because that's difficult when you can't be there for mini camp or OTAs to do it in person.
And now, obviously, with the spike in COVID in a lot of the southern states, what are you being told about your workouts?
Like I said, just be ready whenever the time may come. And but right now, I think the word on the street is we're going to start on time and plan on that unless anything comes up in the future.
So getting a chance to then get down there, how do you feel like you're okay in your knowledge as to what, you know, I don't want to say the playbook because it's not a book anymore, but are you okay in your knowledge there, or do you feel like you've got so much learning to do, like you're going to be barely just treading water when you get there?
Yeah, I've definitely had my nose in the playbook for a few months now and getting the hang of that. It's I'm doing my best to overcome the obstacle of not being able to be there and perform these plays in person, but I think the best I can do as a rookie right now is consistently be touching up and continuing to learn the playbook.
Are you liking your position? You liking where you're at, the team, the structure, Sean Payton and such?
Yeah, it's been a very smooth transition, in part due to the welcoming of the organization and Coach Payton, and we've had team meetings, and it's been cool. He's brought in different well-known people into the meetings just to talk about life and what's going on and how to overcome certain things. It's been really cool.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I moved down to New Orleans at the end of May there, and I was just down there for 3 weeks and just recently came back to Wisconsin, but even in those 3 weeks, just the people and the culture down there is really unlike any other, very welcoming. And I think the fans have a lot to do with the success of the team, and I'm really excited for that.
Have you thought about playing in stadiums and in a dome like that down there with the possibility of no fans?
I've thought about it, and you know what? We're paid to play the game, and I'm going to do that to my best potential, whether it stands there or not.
So with a guy like Drew Brees, who makes some comments, took some backlash in today's society and today's sensitivity that we're experiencing, you know, is this an embracing locker room where you feel like, you know what, even though there's been some airing out of grievances, you guys like feel like you're going to come closer together because of something like that?
Yeah, I feel like any time a disparity happens on the team like that, it really shows the true colors of the team and who they are in the locker room, not just on the field. But we had team meetings right after, and it's a very embracing locker room and understanding, and we have a lot of great leaders that know how to handle situations and know how to maneuver difficult times very well.
So going on your own, you talk about your own workouts, but if I had to say Zach Bond needs to improve in this, what have you been concentrating on?
Well, my role on the Saints defense has kind of been laid out for me, playing Sam linebacker while making the transition to Mike eventually. So I really got to tune up my inside linebacker skills and all-around skills. I think I have a lot to improve on, especially in that off-the-ball linebacker category.
When you talk about the ability of your middle linebacking skills and you start to think about all the different things they run at you, all the different motions and such, is there a specific team that you can harken back to that you played against at Wisconsin that you could say, this they ran more pro style. This is something that I can look at and I can say I can draw from my experience there as opposed to, say, some of the other teams in the Big Ten?
Yeah, well, I think I look at Wisconsin in the offense that I practice against. Day in and day out, we run Wisconsin runs a very traditional pro-style offense. And I think me having that experience to practice against them for 5 years is really going to help me make the transition to the next level.
Did you – oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, when you say you practice against them and what they run, I completely agree with you. I think going up against those guys every day, not to mention you're going up against a big pro-style offensive line as well, right?
Yeah, I think the Wisconsin line every year, size-wise, is right up there with pro offensive lines.
When you think about college sports now, you think about going back. If you had to go back this year, you've got a couple of players that have tested positive since coming back to campus. How difficult? I mean, it's one thing in the NFL when you have everybody catering to you that can handle you in some kind of a bubble. Can you imagine going back to a college campus now and trying to remain COVID-free and not living the campus lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, just the whole COVID situation in general is a very difficult one to maneuver around, and especially when you think about guys contracting the COVID, what are you going to do moving forward? So I think the NCAA and the NFL are going to have pretty strict and precise guidelines around what happens if players do contract it.
Talking with Zach Bond, now the New Orleans Saints, former Wisconsin Badger. So tell me what it was like waiting for you, you know, waiting for your name to be called, and what draft night meant to you.
Yeah, it meant a lot. Adversity is one thing that has been the topic of my career, and going through everything I have, and then draft night being the moment where everything comes full circle and everything's worth it. So during it, I was not gonna lie, I was pretty sweaty and just waiting, anxious to hear my name called. But as soon as it was called, it was just pure joy from there. And
was
still.
Was that night diminished a little bit because of COVID and the fact that, you know, not only couldn't you not cross the stage, but you couldn't have like a giant gathering of friends and neighbors?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of friends and family that I wish had been there for me, but I made sure to reach out to them following and throughout the process. So just to let them know how much they meant to me and in aiding me through this process. And they're a big reason why I am here today.
Hey, Zach, I got to ask you, we talked about this a little bit earlier today. There was Now, I know it's Colin Cowherd, and he does a lot of different things, but talk about the top college football programs, Alabama, Ohio State, and such. Wisconsin not mentioned. For the success that you guys have had over the last couple of decades, for lack of a better term, short of winning a championship, what more do you feel Wisconsin has to do to be nationally respected?
I think they just have to continue doing what they're doing. And I think a big thing is that they don't get caught up in those rankings you're talking about. And obviously we want everything. We want to earn everything that we receive. So just continue to win football games and control what you can control.
Zach, pleasure to talk to you, man. I wish you the best of luck. All eyes out of Wisconsin are going to be upon you every time the Saints take the field, and we're looking for the biggest and the best and the brightest from you. So hang in there, man. Stay healthy, and we're going to watch you down the road, and we'll talk again, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Stay safe.
Absolutely, you too. Thanks for coming on. There you go. Zach Bond joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.